Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Relest Radio. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week here with Marcia Slidecourt. She's the Communications Director here at the Pella Police Department. And Marcia, every year we talk so much about the importance of communication, especially as it relates to severe weather. And last year was probably no better example of the need of having clear communication. One of the busiest seasons I've had in my 11 years here in Pella. And the Pella Police Department does provide certain services when it comes to severe weather, I think some of which has caused some community still confusion. But for the last 4 years now, Marcia, the outdoor warning system has had some pretty specific criteria. Let's start there and kind of go over what happens when there are severe warnings and tornado warnings issued for Pella specifically and the response of the department.
Well, first of all, thank you, Andrew, for your time and the opportunity to hopefully explain, like you said, the criteria for activating our outdoor warning system. So the activation of the City of Pella outdoor warning system will be completed when there's a tornado warning that includes the City of Pella. So again, any tornado warning for the City of Pella. As well, severe thunderstorms even breaks down the criteria a little more. So if there's a severe thunderstorm warning that includes the City of Pella, we're going to activate it for winds that are 70 mile per hour or greater forecast or occurring and or golf ball size or larger hail. So again, that can be confusing. Tornado warning seems to be pretty straightforward. Tornado warning includes the city. The severe thunderstorm is winds of 70 miles per hour or greater forecast or occurring and or golf ball size hail. Andrew, you make a great point. It's an outdoor warning system. I apologize. I am so sorry if you can't hear it in your house. Those people that can are very, very lucky. But what we're trying to do is to alert you, make you aware that there is severe weather heading towards the City of Pella.
And within that criteria, you and I have talked a lot about the importance now with all the technology we have, all of the availability we have, very selfishly the stuff that we do at the radio station. There are many ways that people are now supposed to get warnings. The outdoor warning system is one tool in the toolkit, so to speak.
That's so correct. There are so many resources. We carry our cell phones. We have all the apps. But what the City of Pella, the police department, our efforts are keeping everyone safe. So when you hear the sirens, when you're outdoors, we're hoping to funnel, maybe a bad use of words here, but we're directing you to listen to KNIAKLRS or some resource that will give you the information you need to take care of yourselves and keep your neighborhood safe.
Now, for many years, the Pella Police Department outdoor warning system did have an all clear. As part of these changes that really came from that August 2020 derecho, that is no longer the case. And there are many reasons behind that, and one of which is just simply resources. Not that we don't have resources available, but once you have a warning, Marcia, the priority of the Pella Police Department very much becomes response and making sure that if there is damage or people injured, that's where you want to be focused, not necessarily letting people know when the storm is gone.
Correct. Again, we're trying to direct you to the resources where you can find out when the conditions are favorable for you to go back out. Andrew, you're very correct. If there is damage, the last thing we need to have on our list of things to do is an all clear when we're trying to respond to any people being injured, getting the resources for trees down, power outages. Our communications center, no matter what time of day or night, becomes very, very busy with calls for service in relationship if there is storm damage. But also, remember, we're 24/7, 365, so we're still trying to maintain our normal day-to-day duties. So the all clear is just something that in our policy, we decided to forego.
Now, obviously, we, you know, in your chair, you would encourage anybody to watch any kind of local media or, you know, weather app, whatever it might be. We do want to remind people that the Pella Police Department and our radio station have a very strong partnership that either you or Captain Paul Hazy are constantly in contact with me if we need that during severe weather. We did that this winter with some of our snow emergencies that were issued. I know last year during flash flooding, Captain Hazy was on the air for us. So I know that you can't, you know, formally 100% endorse. You have to listen to us. I would probably say the department would encourage that because of our relationship and the fact that we have direct contact during these storm events.
We do have a wonderful relationship with the radio station. And the only reason why I encourage is the radio station is right in our backyard. We need to use that resource. They're here. They are part of your community, just like I'm part of the community, as well as Captain Hazy, the rest of us at the police department, Andrew's within the community, and we want no more than to embrace that community and keep our citizens safe.